Hanul hor, yevort vo, yevort vuinsur vo. Amen. As I say every year, Lent is a time for learning. Lent is a time when we are supposed to read into our faith and grow in our faith, to understand who we are, where we came from, and where we're going. And this year we're going to be learning about the days of creation according to St. Nerses the Grace-filled, who wrote a song, and it's on this purple page, who wrote a song of 36 verses, one for each verse of the one letter of the Armenian alphabet. And he wrote the 36 verses describing creation. And he talks about each day and how each day something happens. He says that on Monday, God created the heavens and the angels. On Tuesday, he created the plants, the first life on the earth. The first life on the earth, plants. And then on Wednesday, which is the fourth day, which we're learning about today, he talks about Isaac and the Annunciation. And the question always arises, why would he talk about Isaac and the Annunciation? What do these two things have in common? Well, he talks about, and he says, as we said last week, that the process of salvation is not a one-time event necessarily, but it has taken many, many tries to save humanity. He tried, God, many times to seal a deal, as they say, right? To make a covenant with his people. And every time, that covenant has been broken. He says the fourth try, according to St. Narcissus the Grace-filled, the fourth time he tries to do this is with Abraham. And he tells Abraham, we know the story. He says to Abraham, you have one son, your son, Isaac. I want you to take him up to the mountain and to sacrifice him to me. And now Abraham, being willing and able to do this, he doesn't want to, but he knows he has to obey the Lord's command, and he takes Isaac up with him to the mountain to sacrifice him. And right before he's about to sacrifice Isaac, an angel of the Lord comes and says, don't sacrifice him. The Lord has seen your faith. Don't sacrifice him. There's a ram over there. Go sacrifice that. It shows and alludes to Christ's sacrifice, Christ's ultimate sacrifice. Both of them, if we remember and we know, are the only begotten. Miazim. They are the only ones, the one child of that person. And yet, Abraham is prepared to sacrifice Isaac, and Christ is prepared to sacrifice himself as the only begotten. But he also talks about, St. Narcissus, Eve and Mary. And we think to ourselves, how does Eve and Mary have anything to do with one another, other than being women? Well, Eve, being the first woman, brought sin into the world. Because of her disobedience to the Lord, to God's word, she brought sin into the world. And Mary, who was usually referred to as the second Mary, the one who did the right job, did the right thing, she listens to God's command. She obeys it, and she brings salvation into the world, brings Christ into the world. There's this dichotomy. One does the right thing, one does the wrong thing. One fails, where another one later on succeeds. On the fourth day, God also created the sun, the moon, and the stars. And this gives us days, hours, seasons, months, and years. Because we know that without all these things, time doesn't exist. Time is calculated according to where the sun is, where the moon is, and where the stars are, too. I'm not a stargazer, so I don't know for sure. I did get my astronomy merit badge at Boy Scouts, but as you can tell, I didn't do a good job at that. But time is very interesting, because time is what tells us who we are also. And it differs from culture to culture. Some cultures say that time is like a circle. It's circular. It's always repeating itself. Every day is the same. And we sometimes hear this. Oh, it's the same mundane thing. Then we also have other cultures that say time is like a line. It's linear. You start here. You end here at the end of the day. You can't go back to the beginning of the day. But the Armenians, as I said, and as Deacon Saki said, we're the best, so that's why we do this. Armenians say, no, it's both of those combined. It's a helix that sort of spins and progresses at the same time. Like, almost like a spring. It spins and progresses. That is to say, we have the same events every year. We have Christmas, we have Easter, we have holidays. The second week of March is almost always spring break. It's always the same things, but different. We're in a different spot on that line. But what is interesting and fascinating about this is that we can, in reality, go back in time and see where we were, and also see where we are going, depending on where we are on that helix. We see in the Old Testament, as in Christ's, in St. Narcissus' songs, he says, Adam and Eve are compared with Mary. We can see Mary in Eve. We can see Isaac and Christ together. We see what we don't know just yet. It is up to us as Christians to see where we are and where we're going. And the truth is, when we consecrate the new church, we will see this church's consecration too, and the future consecrations that will happen. Time revolves around something. The world revolves around the sun, and in the Armenian church, time, the entire concept of time, revolves around one thing and one thing only. And that is, you said it earlier, Christ. Christ. Our entire concept of time in the Armenian church revolves around Christ. Our calendar is the only calendar in all of Christendom that moves from year to year. It's never the same. And as I said, there's always a grandma that comes up to me and asks me, Derhai, when is the Feast of St. Sarkis next year? And I always tell them, I don't know. Because I have to go check. I have to find out when Easter is. And when I know when Easter is, then I can figure out the rest of the feast days. That's why the Feast of St. Sarkis sometimes is early in the year. Like this year, it was in January. And sometimes it's late in the year. Sometimes at the end of February. But it moves constantly. And it's because it revolves around the Feast of the Resurrection of Christ. And this is also true weekly, too. We can never have a saint's day on a Sunday. It is always the resurrection. Always. Never, ever can a feast day be on, a saint's day be on a Sunday. With one exception, but that's a quiz. That's a bonus question for you later on. If you can tell me when that day is, I'll give you a gold star for today. But the Armenian's entire concept of time revolves around the resurrection. But then the real question is, what do our lives revolve around? They should be Jesus. But so often I have seen that people's lives revolve around money, power, fame, work, family, friends, things, survival, causes, nations, nationalities, and things like that. These things are all nice and wonderful at times. But they are temporary. Today they are here, and tomorrow they are gone. The only thing that is ever existent is God. And if God is at the center of our lives, we will never be let loose. We will never break away from that. As I said, in Armenian, we had, when I was a deacon, my priest told me, he said, you need to go teach the children, the boys, how to swing the burvag, the incenser. And there was always one, always, who would take the incenser, the burvag, and he would swing it around like this, just for fun. And I would always yell at him and tell him no. It was never the same kid every year, thankfully. But it was always a new one. And I would tell him, don't swing the burvag around, because the chains may break. And that burvag, with the incense and the fire in it, is going to go flying somewhere. Don't do that. Now, when we have at the center of our lives things that are not godly, things that are not God, money, fame, fortune, and these things, those chains are weak. And we can break away and fly off. But when God is at the center of our lives, that chain will never break. The chain will stay, and we will stay in communion and around Him. So I ask that during this Lenten season, there's I think 3 or 4 weeks left, we look in ourselves and we ask ourselves, what is the center of our life? What are we revolving around? What is our purpose for living? Is our purpose like Eve, and it was pleasure, and doing what we want to do, which is here today and gone tomorrow? Or was it like Abraham and Mary, who put God at the center and said, whatever you tell me to do, as ironic and outrageous as it may be, killing my own son and having a child out of wedlock, if that is what your will is for me, I don't get it, I don't understand it, but I have faith in it. And if that is what it is for me, then I will continue to revolve around you, and my entire life will continue to revolve around you. That is my hope and my prayer for each of us. And I hope and I pray that by the time we get to Easter this year, our lives will be transformed, and the concept of time will be totally different in our eyes, in our hearts, and in our minds. Amen.